our last hour together this week. Still a lot of great music to go. The featured work this hour, Symphony No. 5 from Franz Schubert. We'll also hear a piece called A Very English Music from Paul Carr. And not an excerpt, but a piece that was initially in Mahler's first symphony, the Blumine. And we'll also hear a bit of music from C.P.E. Bach, an excerpt from an oratorio to conclude our time together. But first up, music of Herbert Howells and a song called Here Is the Little Door from a poem of the same name by Francis Chesterton. We'll hear the choir of Lincoln College, Oxford, directed by Benjamin Nicholas. Here is the Little Door from a poem of the same name by Francis Chesterton and music of Herbert Howells, which never disappoints, we heard the choir of Lincoln College, Oxford, directed by Benjamin Nicholas. I'm Bill Cromwell. We're together on the third floor for a mix of classical music, choral, vocal, and instrumental. And this week, a lot of choral music, as I was trying to make up for last week, where we only heard one single choral selection, just the way things worked out. Having said that, instrumental music now, from contemporary composer Paul Carr, born in 1961, and it's called A Very English Music. We'll hear the Royal Ballet Symphonia, directed by Gavin Sutherland. Paul Carr on the third floor, and a piece called A Very English Music. Very enjoyable. The Royal Ballet Symphonia was conducted by Gavin Sutherland. The featured work this hour is a composition from the 19-year-old Schubert. Symphony No. 5, which has many Mozartian characteristics, as do other Schubert symphonies. Mozart being a great hero, great musical hero to Schubert. We'll hear Juanjo Mena conducting the BBC Philharmonic in Music of Schubert on the third floor.
Thank you.
On the third floor, we heard music of Schubert there, Juanjo Mena leading the BBC Philharmonic, and Schubert's Symphony No. 5. Music of Gustav Mahler now, and a movement originally from his first symphony, which was briefly called The Titan, although that was stripped from the score later as a piece of program music, although we still continue to call it The Titan. At any rate, this movement, the Blumina, was lost for decades and only discovered in 1966. It's a long story. Why? At Yale University, of all places. And Benjamin Britten, who we heard conducting earlier in this week's program, he conducted the first reconstruction of the work the following year, so 1967. We're going to hear a performance now of this work from Mahler, his Blumina, with the San Francisco Symphony, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas.
Thank you.
the lovely omitted movement from Mahler's first symphony, Blumina, Michael Tilson Thomas conducting the San Francisco Symphony here on the third floor. As we rapidly approach the end of the program, music from C.P.E. Bach from his oratorio, The Resurrection and Ascension of Jesus. We're going to hear a duet called Father, Thy Feeble Children with Barbara Schlick, soprano, Christoph Pregardian, tenor, the Rheinische Kantorei, all conducted by Hermann Max. Music of C.P.E. Bach. From the Resurrection and Ascension of Jesus, we heard Christoph Bergardian tenor with Barbara Schlick soprano, and the Rheinische Kantorei, directed by Hermann Max. Quite a show this week with 16 different composers and their works, with a heavy emphasis on choral and vocal music, making up three-quarters of this week's program. Things will be back to normal next week with a bit more of the usual balance. Have you viewed the Third Floor website at classicalthirdfloor.org? Check it out when you get the chance. There's a gallery of guests, info about me and the program, pictures, the mostly weekly blog, and more. Plus a link to the public radio exchange, prx.org, and you can listen to the program anytime you'd like. The Third Floor Radio Network broadcasts in states all over the United States, like Alaska, New York, North Carolina, New Mexico, California, Indiana, Maine, Oregon, and more. I mentioned the website a few moments ago. If you click the support button at classicalthirdfloor.org and become a patron of the show, this unique program will continue to spread to audiences around the world. My passion is to bring it to you. Your passion, I hope, is in the listening. Go to classicalthirdfloor.org and help the Third Floor's growth and outreach. The Third Floor is produced live each and every week from the studios of WRGG 93.7, Greencastle, Pennsylvania. I'm Bill Cromwell, producer and host of The Third Floor, your guide and listening companion as we enjoy the greatest music from the last 1,000 years. Can't wait to meet you again next week on The Third Floor.